You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 71. Today, I am answering the question of why I do not offer one-on-one coaching and what I'm working towards instead. I'm so excited to kind of reveal this new passion project that I'm working on and also just explain the different types of mentorship that you can seek as an entrepreneur at the different levels of your business. I also explain my exact journey of what I did in terms of up-leveling my business through mentorship and how it looked for me. And so I'm so excited to share this episode with you today. You can access the show notes at jennakutcherblog.com/71 and get started if you want more resources, more encouragement, and more information.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher, the live workshop style business podcast for creative girl bosses. So you can train from the experts how to dig in, do the work, and tackle your goals along the way. Here's your host, photographer, educator, artist, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
This episode of the Gold Digger Podcast is sponsored by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is the management software that I use to stay organized, manage invoices, get paid, and give every client an elevated, unforgettable experience. HoneyBook is offering 20% off exclusively for Gold Digger listeners. Just go to honeybook.com/golddigger to get started and get your life back today. Hey Gold Diggers, it's Jenna Kutcher, and today we're going to talk about something that I get asked about every single day. Now, a lot of people ask me, hey Jenna, do you offer one-on-one coaching? Or Jenna, I'm really looking to take my business to the next level and I need a coach. Can it be you? Or Jenna, how much does it cost? I want to hire you to coach me in my business. And I love all of those emails so much. But today I want to talk to you about why I've chosen to not offer one-on-one coaching, what I'm doing about it instead. And I want to give you a few different opportunities if you really are looking for a mentor or a way to up-level your business. I want to tell you a few different options that you have. And I want to explain why I think some of these work better than others. Now, most of you know this, but Caitlin will go through my inbox for me each day and try to get through the emails so that I can respond as me to the emails that I need to get back to. And every single day, she'll get a handful of emails of people asking if I can do one-on-one coaching for them. They are looking for guidance in their business. They need some marketing or strategy help, and they really want to work with me in a more personal way. And let me start by just leading this off and saying that I wholeheartedly believe in mentorship and investing in education and guidance in your business. But today I want to share kind of an overview of my different experiences with different levels of mentoring in my personal business. And I also want to share the direction I'm taking my business. And I want to outline different types of mentorship that you have access to and when each type makes sense in your business and in your life. Now, when I first started out, I did not have any money for a mentor or a coach or a workshop or anything of the sort. I was absolutely figuring things out on my own and piecemealing a plan together. All of the available funds that I had went towards hiring somebody to make a logo, hiring an accountant, advertising, doing all that stuff, building up my equipment. And so I didn't even really know that like business coaches were a thing. Again, this was 6 years ago, so it's a very long time ago, but the truth was, is that I didn't even understand that there were resources like that out there. Now, at the time, I would YouTube videos, I would Google how to do things, I would read old blog posts, and I would try to just figure out how to make this all work for me. Basically, I was taking as much information as I could possibly ingest, putting it all together and hoping that that plan made sense for me and my business. Now, I also did have a business education, which thank heavens I did have that to really help give me the principles of owning and starting a business. But it definitely took me a few years to get my footing and to understand what my strategies and tips and tricks were in order to fill my calendar, to be profitable, to make an income and to go full time.
Now, I was at dinner one night with one of my friends and we were talking, and she was a fellow photographer. And I remember just hearing her say that she had to update her resume and get back out on the job market because photography just wasn't cutting it anymore. And she was a really, really talented photographer. And I just couldn't wrap my head around, like, how is she not making it? Like, I don't understand how she's not making a living. Photography has very low overhead costs, very high returns. And if you do it right, and you fill your calendar with the right people that are going to refer you, you have this built-in business, this marketing machine that is going to give you profits and allow you to sustain your business. And so I started to realize, like, wait, maybe I am doing things differently. Like, I'm just getting started, but I am booking more and more. I'm getting recognized. I'm getting featured. I'm filling my calendar fairly easily. And I started to realize, like, Jenna, maybe you do have something different. And I think a lot of it came because I sometimes struggle with feeling like an artist. To me, I am a CEO. I'm a girl boss. I'm a strategist. I love all of those things. I'm a marketing expert, but I don't always connect with the art side. And so I started to think and ask myself, like, why are so many talented artists struggling so hard at making a living doing what they love? And I realized that a lot of creative people really struggle with the business side of things. And that's exactly where I excel. Like, my business looked so legit when my photography was really awful, but people trusted me because I knew how to market myself. I knew how to create a brand, and I knew how to build relationships that led to taking action. And so a few years into my business, I decided, like, I'm going to start mentoring other people, which, looking back, was really gutsy and ballsy because I still had a lot to learn. But I knew that I wanted to teach. Like, I felt this calling, like, I can help other photographers figure these things out because I've obviously figured them out and it's working for me. And so I started doing some one-on-one mentoring, and I mentored three different girls who are all still photographers to this day. And it was really fun, but I started to realize, like, I'm saying the same things over and over again. I'm walking them through the same exercises. I'm showing them the same tips, tricks, and strategies. And this just really isn't worth my time. Like, sure, I'm getting a few hundred dollars for a couple hours of teaching, but then they're going off and they're making thousands of dollars using what I taught them. And it kind of started to make me feel a little weird about teaching. I started to really second guess what it was going to look like, and that really came to a screeching halt when a year later I learned that somebody that I had mentored ripped me off and undercut my prices and was charging way less using my exact marketing materials in my own area. And honestly, it was so hurtful, and at the time I took it so personally. We found out because a bride had inquired to both of us, and she got back the same exact email and the same exact pricing guide with just different photos and different prices. And it broke my heart because I had been taken advantage of. Here I had been an open book to this mentee. I was so excited to teach her and to equip her to be a profitable and passionate business leader. And there I was, just looking at my own work being absolutely used by somebody else in order to hurt my business. That single incident right there, it led me to crawl into a cave and not want to teach. It really made me believe that lie that I had secrets that I had to covet, that I didn't want to be a part of this industry if this is what was going to happen to me. And I kind of went into this, like, hermit shell and decided, like, I'm not going to teach anymore because if this is what it leads to, this sucks. And so I started to pull back that teaching passion that I had. And man, I'm really sad that that happened because what a disservice to myself, my business, and my peers in the industry that weren't going to do something like that. Now, I decided after all of that, and I went through all of that a few years ago, that I wanted to move on from that. That was just one experience, and I knew that I had something to offer this industry. And so I decided to pour all of my time and energy into reaching as many entrepreneurs as possible. And so I knew that if I truly wanted to meet and reach the masses with one big message, that I had to figure out a way that I wasn't just doing it custom, one-on-one, taking up my time that way. And so I started to teach online courses, and online courses are amazing. I love them for so many reasons. I can sit down and be very, very specific and record all the content, create all the cheat sheets, and I can allow people to go at it and implement in their own timing at their own pace. And one of the coolest things about teaching online courses is that I'm able to reach people with different learning styles through different mediums, and I'm able to reach people with a mass message, and they can create their own community that I can support wholeheartedly. And it's so cool for me to be able to sit down and say, here's exactly steps A, B, C, D, and E. Here's how you do them. Here's how you implement them. Here's the strategy. Here's how you analyze them. And here they are for you to watch and rewatch and rewatch as many times as you need for you to understand. And so I started to do courses, and then I started my podcast, and both of these were very specifically determined over one-on-one mentoring. And here's why. Now, I learned that I could support a community a lot easier than I could support individuals. I used to do one-on-one calls, and I would find myself on the phone for 8 hours a day mentoring all different entrepreneurs in all different walks of their business and saying a lot of the same things. And so when I decided to transition to courses and my podcast, I learned that I could support a community. And they could support each other. Guys, you have something to offer, whether you're just learning or you're a part of something or you're wanting to get better at what you're doing. You absolutely have gifts and something to offer. And so if I can create this space and this community for you to do that in, man, that's not only going to make my job easier, but it's going to give you accountability. It's going to give you a space to learn in, a place to ask questions. And it's just going to give you the ability to really fast track your progress. It helps me to help more people shorten the learning curve by really strategically and specifically laying out steps A through Z. Instead of always trying to reinvent the wheel with each one-on-one client, I'm able to serve way more people in a really meaningful and well thought out way. And I'm also able to give people lifetime access, which allows them to go through the training again and again as needed. That's always something that's so important to me because, guys, life happens. I've totally purchased courses that I still haven't even logged into. And I know that, and I feel guilt over that. And if you're feeling that way, I want to just free you up from that. But the thing that's really important to me is I always want people to have access, because who knows, maybe a year from now you need to revisit something or something in your business is changing or transforming and you want to go back through the modules. And so I've had people in my courses take my courses time and time and time again, and I could never do that if I was doing one-on-one mentorship. It just wouldn't be an opportunity. Now, there are absolutely times when one-on-one mentoring makes sense, and I want to kind of equip you to know what to look for when it comes to finding a mentor. So number one is, like, do you thrive when you have accountability? Do you need to know that one person is going to be following up with you specifically based on your goals, your objectives, your obstacles? Do you need that one-on-one accountability? Now, when I look at Drew does one-on-one personalized health coaching with the Kutcher method, and that's exactly what his clients need. His clients need him to go through their food journals. They need him to send them workouts. They need that one-on-one component, and he's able to do that, but he has way fewer clients. Now, my business is scaled to a point where I want to reach the masses. And so if you're somebody that really does thrive when it comes to accountability, then finding a one-on-one mentor makes absolute sense. So when it comes to choosing the right mentor for you, I want for you to look for somebody who is not just talking the talk, but someone who is walking the walk. When you are choosing a mentor, I want for you to really look at the way that they are living their lives, the way that they're impacting others, the mission that they're on, the way that they are running their business. And I want for you to make sure that they are running a successful and profitable business and not just teaching before you invest in them. Don't be afraid to ask people the hard questions. I love when people ask me the tough questions because it means that they're serious about who they're choosing to let influence their lives. Now, there's something that I've learned over the years, and it's been something that's so important to me. I was just reminded of it yesterday. Somebody texted me and they asked, like, who do you look up to or who do you aspire to be like? And I honestly struggled to think of an answer, not because I don't think people are aspirational, but because I've really learned to put my head down and to focus on doing my best work. I know that I can easily imitate other people without even recognizing it, without even realizing it. And I want to be super intentional and careful about who I am letting into my life, who I am letting influence my life. And so if you are out there and you're like, I need a one-on-one mentor, I want for you to choose your mentor very carefully. I want for you to choose somebody who teaches sound strategies and principles and not just shares what worked for them. Because there are a lot of things that are different from even when I started my own business that I know would no longer work today. But I also teach real strategies and principles that have stood the test of times, that aren't going to waver if a new algorithm is unleashed or if something changes in your industry. And so when you're looking for a one-on-one mentor, I want for you to ask those hard questions. I think it's really important for me to kind of share the different things that I've done in the past in terms of really looking to up-level my business. And so the first step that I ever took was taking an online course. Now, let me tell you this, it was not cheap. It was $5,000. But I was at a place in my business where I felt like I was at a stalemate, where I knew that if I needed to move forward, if I needed to move on and do bigger things, I had to invest in somebody that could teach me how to do that. And so I started with an online course, which led to some one-on-one calls with that course creator. And it really helped for me to just get very clear on the direction I was going. And it helped for me to have somebody say, this is what you need to do, step A, B, C, and D. Just that investment alone helped me to understand, like, here's how I want to teach. Here's the way I want to lay it out. Here's the platforms I want to use. Here's what I want to do. Now, after I went through that, I decided, okay, I think I need to do a few more courses. And so I purchased a few more online courses, and guys, I took them. Like, I listened to every single module and I implemented the heck out of them. I looked at people that were teaching me, that were pouring into my life for free. I looked at different podcasters that I listened to. I looked at people that were offering different opt-ins that were really changing my business. And those are the people whose courses I invested in because I felt like they had already given me so much for free. I couldn't imagine what their paid offers looked like. And that was amazing. And so in that first year, I probably spent about $10,000 on different educational resources that totally skyrocketed me and moved me forward. I looked at those mentors very carefully and I asked myself, is that the kind of stuff I want to be doing? If the answer is yes, then yes, I want to learn from them. I looked at people that weren't just good at what they were doing, but that were good at teaching. Because guys, setting up a curriculum is no joke. There are so many people that are incredibly talented at what they do out there, but they might not make the best teachers, and that's okay too. And so I invested about $10,000 into different courses. I took them. I soaked up every ounce of mentorship that I could. I attended every Q&A session. I asked questions and I was super active in those communities. Now, the year after that, I decided I wanted to have a one-on-one coach. And I hired someone who was doing exactly what I wanted to do. I flew to her house. I sat down. We hashed everything out over a few days. And that investment, while it was very big, it totally paid off. And that was another stepping stone to connect me to different members of a team that I needed to build. It connected me to different softwares that I needed to learn. It connected me to the flow and sequence of things that I needed to do. After that investment, I realized, okay, that was great, but I think I need to go even a step further. And so I decided to join a mastermind. And joining a mastermind was a really tough decision. In episode number 64 with Amanda Bucci, I talk all about what a mastermind is, what it looks like, how much it costs, and why I decided to do it. But basically, a mastermind is surrounding yourself with one main leader and about 20, 25 other entrepreneurs who are seven-figure entrepreneurs, amazing people. And that, my friends, was a very, very steep investment. Drew like almost choked to death when I told him how much it was going to cost. But I knew that I wanted to surround myself with people that were doing that next level stuff. And in order to get there, I needed to push myself outside of my comfort zone. I joined a mastermind with people that were outside of my industry so that I wasn't influenced by what people were already doing, but what I was seeing, what other people were doing outside of my industry so that I could learn from them too. Now, joining that mastermind has totally ignited my passion. It has really helped me understand and learn that I want to be surrounded by a community of other businesses and entrepreneurs in order to run ideas by each other and to get insight because they've done it before. I really looked at the leader and I said, is he doing what I want to be doing? Like, he's an author, he's a podcaster, he creates courses, he teaches, he makes a giant impact. Philanthropy is important to him. Absolutely. A, B, C, and D, all of those things were important to me. And I said, I might not want to do things the exact way he's doing them, but I trust that he is going to get an incredible group of humans together and that I can absolutely learn from him. And that is totally exactly what happened. Now, masterminds are kind of hard to find, and there are many different ways that you can create them. You could create one yourself and just get five close friends together and have accountability groups and meetups and phone calls and have a Facebook group and ask those questions and really have good conversations about where you're headed. But for me, I think that when you pay attention. And when I looked at the cost of the mastermind, I understood that, hey, like, I trust that this group of people is going to help me make this money back and then some. And I can tell you right now, we're only halfway through the year and it absolutely has paid for itself. Now, being a part of a mastermind has also led me to want to create my own. And so if you are listening to this, this is the first word on the street that I am working on creating my own mastermind. And we're still hashing out all of the details of it. But basically, I'm going to have a group of 25 women. I'm only opening 25 spots. We are going to meet 3 times throughout the year. And then I'm going to do monthly coaching calls. And I can't even tell you how excited I am about it. There is going to be an investment, absolutely, but I want to work with a very specific group of women who want to make an impact, who want to teach others, who want to elevate their industries, and who want to have true community. And gosh, it is just so exciting to even dream about it and think about it. And we'll definitely be sharing more about it. But if you go to golddiggerpodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode, or you can go to jennakutcherblog.com/71 for episode 71, you can sign up to be on the waitlist to hear more information about this mastermind. Now, I am working on some really exciting plans that I can't fully tell you, but I have just seen what my being a part of a mastermind has absolutely done in my business. It has changed almost everything for me, and I'm so excited to create my own, to lead other people, to be an open book, to teach, and to connect other people with different experts that they might not have access to and with each other. And so I'm so excited. So whether you are at this place where you're like, hey, like, I need to move forward and you're not quite sure where, I want to again just kind of offer some opportunities. So whether you soak up all the free content and knowledge you can get your hands on, whether that's through podcasts or webinars or free downloads or different trainings that you can find on things like YouTube or Google, or if you're ready to invest in a course, I think courses are the best place to start. It's an amazing way to get to know different educators, to see who the right fit is, so that when they offer that next opportunity, you are ready to jump at that. I think that courses can offer you a sense of community. It can get you answers and it can give you content to work through. After that, I would say definitely go for something that's either an accountability group through a mastermind or getting one-on-one coaching if that's something you really strongly desire. I think either of those are amazing options. They are definitely the most expensive, but you have to ask yourself, where do I want to go and how is it that I'm going to get there? Trust me, guys, I have done all of these things, every single option, and every one has served my business in a very different way. They have all given me different learning moments, different opportunities, different exciting things to chase after. They've all shaped and formed the direction of my business and the direction of my dreams in really cool ways. And I don't regret any single dollar that I've spent on any further education. I always think that if you can pour into yourselves and make yourselves learn more, be more excited and empathetic and understand more where you want to go, I think that you are going to make the most sound investment that you possibly can. Now, a lot of people wonder why I don't offer one-on-one coaching, and it's truly because I want to impact the world in the biggest way possible. And when I look at that, it's through things like this, like the podcast, like my blog, like my courses, like my Instagram, and this mastermind that I'm building. I want to look at how I can raise up other leaders. And to me, it is not going to be through one-on-one conversations on the phone. It's going to be through conversations with myself like this one that you just get to listen in on. You have to ask yourself, what is it that I need and how am I going to get there and who is going to take me there? And you have to make that leap of faith within your business. I know that I could have never gotten to where I am today if I wouldn't have invested in furthering my education and really upgrading my resources available to myself. And so I want to just encourage you, no matter where you're at today, there are so many different options for you. And while I don't offer one-on-one coaching, I pray that this podcast can serve as a way to learn more and up-level your business every single time you tune in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to serve you at this capacity. And I always hope that when you hear my voice, you hear how much I care about you and love serving you. So until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And to access today's show notes, simply go to jennakutcherblog.com/71. And you can access all of the resources that we're including about this episode, links to the waitlist for my mastermind, and any additional resources that we might want to include to help you decide what the best route is for you so that you can move forward in the direction of your dreams as boldly and confidently as possible. I'll talk to you soon, guys.
Thanks for listening to Gold Digger. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, you gold digging dream chaser, you.